This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Work for Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by a joint parliamentary committee. The legislation seeks to enhance transparency in Waqf properties management, safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Now we go over live to the Parliament, where Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju is currently replying to the discussion on the bill.
हमारे लिए 12 नहीं बजा, opposition party का 12 बज गया है। अध्यक्ष महोदय जी, मैं फिर से अध्यक्ष महोदय जी, मैं फिर से कहना चाहता हूँ, आज जितना चर्चा करने का समय दिया, सबने चर्चा किया, अपना अपना बात को रखा है, जिसको समझना था समझ गया है, जिसको नहीं समझना था उसको समझा के फायदा नहीं हुआ, वो भी मैंने देख लिया है। लेकिन ये बिल पास होने पर करोड़ों करोड़ों गरीब महिलाएं, बच्चे, गरीब मुसलमान प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी को धन्यवाद देंगे, ये मैं दावे के साथ कह सकता हूँ। और मैं सबको कहना चाहता हूँ, हृदय परिवर्तन करने का अभी भी समय है और इस बिल को समर्थन करके पारित होने में मदद करें। बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद अध्यक्ष जी।
Earlier moving the bill, Mr. Rijiju said the consultation process of the Joint Parliamentary Committee was the largest ever exercise carried out by a parliamentary panel in India's democratic history. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. He said the legislation has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. The minister said the legislation is not intended to confiscate anyone's property. The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects and women. Mr. Rijiju accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. Taking part in the debate, Anurag Thakur of BJP thanked several organizations for supporting the bill. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that the legislation will hurt the secular image of the country. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. A Raja of DMK termed the legislation as unconstitutional and anti-minority. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
Waqf mein koi गैर इस्लामिक सदस्य आएगा ही नहीं, ये स्पष्टता समझ लीजिए। ना मुतवल्ली गैर इस्लामिक होगा, ना वाकिफ गैर इस्लामी होगा। जो धार्मिक संस्थाओं का संचालन करते हैं उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है, हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं मान लो।
Meanwhile, various organizations across the country have welcomed the Work for Amendment Bill 2025, terming it a new dawn of reforms and gesture of goodwill from Narendra Modi government towards deprived and backward Muslims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka this morning. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit being hosted by Thailand. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart at Bangkok today. They will also witness the signing of several bilateral documents. The Department of Telecommunications has disconnected around 1.75 lakh landline phone numbers that were found to be involved in unauthorized promotional and illegal activities. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru tonight. Gujarat Titans comfortably achieved the target of 170 runs, losing 2 wickets in 17.5 overs. Joss Butler top scorer for Gujarat Titans with an unbeaten 73 of 39 balls. And with that, we end this news bulletin.